Well, thank you for downloading the first edition of the WTF Radio Show. I'd like to go ahead and apologize beforehand. The Stream River decided to basically record the entire show and break it up into 15 different songs, not in order. So I spent the better part of the past couple days over Thanksgiving piecing the show back together. So there will be little intermittent parts that don't make any damn sense or that have blank spaces in them. I apologize. It will be fixed for the next show, but if you'll just bear with me through this one, that'd be great. Everybody enjoy, and I'll let the show get on. Good fucking evening. I'd like to welcome everybody to the first annual WTF radio show, brought to you in part by SPFD2600.org, serving Springfield, Missouri for over 5 years now, and the cult.grayunion.org, no more victims. I'd like to welcome everybody to tonight's show. If you like, please join us in our IRC room on the SlackNet servers. The room is WTF. Got a couple of people in there right now. You can also check out our website at www.spfd2600.org/WTF. You can reach me on AOL Instant Messenger at KC6, KASEI6. I'd like to welcome everybody to this first edition. And anybody who has any type of request, please pop it in the IRC or instant message me. And I will take care of that as soon as possible. My co-DJ is not here yet. Mr. Kello, he will be here shortly. The first thing we're going to talk about tonight, it's a new section. It's a new portion of the show. Of course, the whole thing's new, so everything's pretty new. It's called RTFM, Read the Fucking Manual. Tonight we're going to talk about war driving. War driving's gotten a lot of media attention lately. These crazy hackers driving around with their laptops and their wireless cards connecting to my wireless network and stealing my information. Well, yeah, we are, because your network's wide open. And according to federal law, if your network's not locked down, if you're broadcasting your SSID and your entire network, it's open. It's good for grabs. Basically, we're going to talk about a little bit about that tonight, some good sites for war driving. One of the best ones is wardriving.com. Gives a lot of good information on software, hardware. Also gives some good driving tips. Also, we have wardriving.info. This is what got me started, was this site right here. Do a lot of war driving in this area, Springfield, Missouri. A couple nights ago, we went out, and I think today we've logged close to 250 wireless networks. It's really amazing to find all this out there. The only thing you need to do this, the only thing you need to war drive, is a laptop and a wireless card. $50. We use Linksys USB adapters. Give you about a 6-foot cord. Stick a little magnet on top of the Linksys and put that on top of your car. Works great. If anybody have any questions, just log into the IRC. I'll be happy to answer anything. In the IRC tonight, we have, of course, Ness, Patient Zero of the Cult, Black Milk, we have Agent Mulder, Drew Kara, Kello, and Turnspike. Pretty good turnout for the first show. I'm glad to see everybody in here. Again, this is the first show, so there's going to be tons of bugs. I'm looking at purchasing some more radio equipment, so we'll have music in the background, mixers, all that kind of good stuff. We'll also be having webcams within the month. And I've been promised two nice, fine, bisexual women who have agreed to come on the show and show off their goodies to the rest of us. So be looking forward to that. Moving on to our next session. Reading through some news. It's just really fucked up, the kind of news that gets put out there at MSNBC.com, CNN.com, FoxNews.com. It's really interesting what these news corporations, what the media likes to print and not print. It's kind of interesting that you have to really dig to find the real interesting news, the interesting news that affects us all. Got a couple of stories here. In the way of fingerprinting, this just totally boggles my mind. I completely say, what the fuck? What the fuck is up with this? College security, college seeks security in thumbs. Basically, Des Moines and the University of California at Berkeley have both instituted fingerprinting schemes for their college students. So now, instead of just having a simple username and password to log on to your computer, you've got to have your thumbprint. Which, of course, means that they have to take your thumbprint in the first place. So which means they have this huge catalog now of thumbprints. These people aren't criminals. They didn't do anything wrong. But now they have this huge database of thumbprints. And it seems to me my co-host, Mr. Kello, has finally arrived with his lovely girlfriend, Mickey. Would you like to say hello?
Hey.
Go ahead and have a seat. They're in the IRC. Are you doing the IRC?
We got people in there.
All right, back to my story. Then I was given another story today about fingerprinting grocery store. Fingerprinting at the grocery store. It just totally boggles, that one totally boggles my mind. So now instead of paying by check or buying by credit card, you're going to, again, give your fingerprint to the grocery store, who is going to start a running database on everything that you buy, when you buy it, how you buy it. Basically, they have this huge marketing database now that they can spam you with, they can send random snail mail to you to fill up your mailbox. Not to mention the fact they have your fingerprints, for God's sake. That just completely boggles my mind. I thought the only people that would get fingerprinted would be criminals. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, you're saving 3 seconds. You're saving 3 seconds when you go through the checkout line and you put your finger down there. But how much are you going to save in privacy? You're not going to save anything. Swipe a card, pay cash, don't use your fingerprints. That's ridiculous. Got another news story here that I completely don't fucking understand. It's from Pravda, which is the great Russian newspaper. They always have very, very interesting news stories. This one's about American prisoners being held in Afghanistan. This is something I didn't know about at all. Apparently, guerrillas have captured 5 more American soldiers. Didn't know they had any to begin with. This is an extension list of 40 American soldiers who've been missing for more than a year now. It's very odd that nobody's brought this up before. This is a brand new story, dated today. So apparently, this has been going on for some time. Just nobody else has cared to report about it. So, the above-mentioned newspaper, which would be the Pakistani Frontier Post. Yeah, we can totally believe everything they say. Let's see. Didn't say where they disappeared or when. But they, reported the group disappeared in late September of the year 2001. So, basically, right after they flew planes into the World Trade Center, they then kidnapped... 40 American soldiers. That's wonderful. The group was conducting a secret operation against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda somewhere deep in Afghanistan. Blah, 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 blah. So basically they're saying that... This is the main thing. The whole newspaper article was based on the Guantanamo detainees that were released I think that was last week. 5 detainees were released because basically they didn't pose any type of threat to us. Well, now this Pakistani newspaper is saying the reason they were released was because we were getting a prisoner exchange. Basically, we were getting our soldiers back for their detainees, which completely doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So, anyway. And I saw Agent Mulder, the Gattaca State is coming. Yes, you're absolutely correct. There's a great article on Wired.com that talks about the whole Gattaca State and about, I can't remember it exactly. Basically, it talks about gene therapy. And before your child's born, you can screen through his genes and make sure he's not going to be bald or have to wear glasses or have leukemia or anything like that. But it does kind of brings to mind the whole Gattaca movie, and how horrible that would be. What a class society that would become. Those that have been screened and those that haven't been screened. Those who have small defects and those who are perfect superhumans, so to speak. And, you know, you can't get a job unless you're healthy. Can't get a job unless you were a non-God baby, meaning that you didn't have any genes tampered with. If you did, you'd be basically sweeping floors, no matter what your IQ or no matter what you think or no matter how smart you are. So, yeah, very scary, very scary. Something that starts to go about that, Sean Kennedy talked about this a few weeks ago, the implantable chip is now on sale. Everybody can get chipped is their tagline. The product is VeriChip from Applied Digital Solutions. It's a right-sized device, costs $200 with a $10 monthly database fee. So basically you're going to pay these people $200 to inject you with a chip, and then $10 to maintain the database on you. You're actually going to pay people to maintain a database, which we're trying to stop them from doing now. So you're willing to pay them to do this. That's completely retarded. So basically what they're saying is the use of this chip, security applications, controlling access to physical structures, government offices, private sector offices, nuclear power plant. So instead of swiping a smart card or, you know, saying, hey, Bob, check me in, you're going to swipe your arm containing a chip. That's a good idea. Reducing financial fraud, basically, same thing, swiping from the ATM, get your money. It's going to decrease identity theft. That doesn't make any sense. That totally doesn't make sense, because if it's a chip, they have to program it. They don't exactly jack into your arm to program that chip, do they? No. They probably use some type of radio wave scanner that programs and reprograms the chip. So if the company can program the chip, then I can program the chip if I have a scanner, can I? So that means I could walk by you and say, and take your account. Or I could walk by you and say, you're a criminal. Or you're a kidnapper. You're a sexual predator. Because that's what they're going to use this for. They're going to use this for sexual predators, I guarantee it. First off, I read a couple stories the other day about the UK is going to start tagging pedophiles. Which, you know, not that I'm for pedophiles or anything, but once you start tagging one person, you're going to start tagging them all. So basically, with my little scanner, I'm going to sit on the bus and scan you and turn you into a criminal and steal your bank account information and talk about identity theft. Whew, I'm going to have tons of fun with that. So that's a totally bad idea. Totally bad idea. Can't believe that. But for more on that, check out Sean Kennedy's show. I think it was three shows ago he talked about that a little bit more in depth than I will. Exactly. Keller just brought up war driving identity. Good idea. Back to the war driving thing. Basically, we'll just drive around, and I'll just hack people. I mean, that's just that. Now there's some fun on a Sunday afternoon for sure. Another news story. What the fuck is this? This movie will now self-destruct. This is actually on MSNBC.com on the front page. I think I saw it on CNN too. Turnspike had this on the SPFD site the other day. DVDs are going to start self-destructing, basically. What is this? After 36 hours, the DVD is going to expire. So you're still going to pay $14, $15 for this DVD, I guarantee it. And even so, if I pay a dollar for a DVD, it damn well better work forever, or for as long as DVDs should work, not 36 hours. It shouldn't be a couple-use DVD. That's ridiculous. And it's, yeah, DivX didn't make it very far at all. Not very far at all. The whole copyright thing on anything, this is my stand on copyright. It's stupid. Zeros and ones, it's information. Information is free. I understand the whole argument about the artist and Hollywood, and they're making so much money. Fine. You want money for a movie? Play it in theaters only. I'll go watch it at the movie theater, pay you $5, and I'll watch it in there. That's fine. I understand. I'm paying for the facility. I'm paying for the movie itself, popcorn, all that other overpriced shit. That's fine. But if I download something off the internet, I damn well want to watch it as many times as I want. That's like this copyrighted CD now that Sony has. You know, this nice $1 million copyright protection that is defeated with the use of a magic marker or a Sharpie. You basically just cover over the copyright and bam, you broke it. Pretty amazing. $1 million to create it and a dollar to defeat it. Anyway, back to my copyright thing. Copyrights are just retarded. Just retarded. I will still crack, break any type of encryption, copyright, anything on any music, movies, books, any type of information. People don't understand this. Information is a tool. Information is a weapon. And they're using it against you. They're keeping that from you. Yeah, it's like rental, but you don't have to return the disc. Yeah, but how much are you going to pay for that, you know? And not only that, you know, okay, granted, yeah, okay, we pay $3 for a destructible DVD that self-destructs in 3 days. That's fine. How long do you think it's going to be before all DVDs are that way? Huh? Before they can get that that's what business is about. That's what business is about. It's not that one-time fee. It's not selling you a product for $15 and that's it, and they never see you again. It's making you come back. So what they're going to do is they're going to sell you a DVD for $5. It's going to delete itself after 3 days or blow up your computer. I mean, I don't understand it. There's a chemical in the DVD that self-destructs the DVD. What is that going to do to your DVD player, for God's sake? They're keeping the information from you. That's the only way they can control you is by keeping the information from you. So get that information. So check this out. It's on MSNBC.com right now. You can actually go and read it. Spectra Disc and FlexPlay are the two companies that are going to do this. Sure as hell do not contribute to them whatsoever. So, I don't know. That's just crazy. Let's see. What's going on in the IRC? What's going on over here? What are they talking about? DVDs. Exactly. That's why we get pay-per-view. That's why we crack DirecTV and Dish Network. That's why we crack those things. By the way, my script is dying. We need to fix that. But that's why we do those things, and that's why we copy off of there. That's why we have DVD burners on our iMacs, on our PCs. That's why we do that. I got to get another mic in here. I think I'll go back to VHS. I wouldn't go back to VHS. Go back to Beta. Go all the way back to Beta. Or screw it. We'll just go all the way back to cassette tapes. You could actually... cassette tapes, that was amazing how they put any kind of video on a cassette tape. Hooked. What is that? Books on disc that may have the life of 1 or 2 years? Whole libraries that will expire? Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's exactly my point, is that, you know, once something starts, you know, everybody's like, oh, you're getting paranoid. Oh, you know, it's just one thing, you know. Just take one little freedom away, it'll be all right. You know, we'll be more secure, or, you know, we'll get our money's worth. Yeah, that one thing, it's a snowball effect. Nothing in this country is simple. Nothing in this country just happens once or twice. It's a continual thing. It's just going to snowball from there. You're exactly right. It's going to start with DVDs. It's going to go all the way down through music. They've been talking about music expiring for years. Talking about that for years. I mean, you know, what about everything else? Something I like to bring up is software, you know. I work in an IT environment, and you know, I would almost love to have a expiration on software. Windows 95, I wish would die. Windows 3.1, I wish would die. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter what I want, it's matter what the people want. And you got old people that don't want the Windows 95 to die because they like it. That's fine. But what you're going to start seeing is expiration dates and software. You've got to automatically register. You've got to automatically update. And yeah, there's ways to crack that, and there's ways to fix that, but not everybody knows how to crack it. Not everybody knows how to go to Kazaa and download a crack for a security feature that they put in there that hurts the user, the regular user. Regular users don't understand that. And that's the kind of people that really matter. I mean, not that they matter, but that's the kind of people that are being targeted and being affected by that. We're not being affected by that. We can take care of it ourselves. Those people can't. And that's my problem with it. That's my problem. Go back to LaserDisc. God, do you remember those huge LaserDiscs that they came in the big plastic thing, and you slide the plastic thing in, and you pull it back out, and LaserDisc? Yeah, I just remember that. Sorry. Got off a little off there. To explode in your CD player. Very possible, very explode. That's what I'm talking about. It's a chemical on the DVD that makes it expire. I don't understand. I don't understand the technology, how that doesn't fuck up your DVD player. Which, if they fuck up my DVD player, there's gonna be a lot more shit. Oh, I own the DVD player. Oh, I own the DVD player. I paid $150 for the DVD player. So who owns it? You're right. You're absolutely right. Whoever did. Whoever I bought it from, they own it. They own it, that's for sure, that's for sure. Here's another interesting thing about the self-destruct DVDs. Think about this. Think about all those DVDs that you've used up. You know? You've used it once and throw it away. It's like those fucking AOL CDs. AOL needs to die. Burn and die. I mean, think about all that fucking waste. They keep sending me these fucking CDs. I don't want them. I don't want... Nobody wants the CDs. AOL needs to get it through their head that nobody wants these fucking CDs anymore. They all understand that AOL sucks, and the people that do get AOL, well, they're just getting screwed anyway. I mean, $27 for dial-up service. Please, people, that's just absolutely retarded. Absolutely retarded. Anyway, so now we got all these DVDs that I've used one, two times. You know, all my buddies used them one time. So, you know, throw them in the trash. Throw them in the trash. Think about how much fucking garbage that is going to produce. And what, you think DVDs are biodegradable? What, you think it's like, you're just gonna like, you put water on it, goes away? Fuck no! That's worse than styrofoam. People start freaking out about McDonald's styrofoam containers. Fuck, that is nothing. A styrofoam container is like, that's just fucked up. That's just, you know how many chemicals are in a CD? You know how many chemicals it takes to make a CD? I mean, that's just ridiculous. People just, I just fully believe that people do not think. People do not think. They think about one thing only, and that's money. That's the only thing that matters in this country anymore, I'm telling you. And I'm going to talk more about that in a minute. The root of all evil, man. The root of all evil. I'll get to it in a minute. I'll get to it in a minute. Anyway, that's it for my news story. That's all I got right now. Talk a little personal story I encountered the other day at our local library. I was going in there just, you know, checking out some books and wanted to see, a couple things. Well, I checked out, these are the books that I checked out. I checked out a book, what is the name of this book right here? The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. An investigative reporter exposes the truth about globalization, corporate cons, and high finance fraudsters. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, checked out this book. I checked out some computer books, Photoshop and Flash MX. And then I checked out, some Arabic language, because, you know, the Arabic language looks pretty cool. I thought, you know, I've started learning a little bit of Japanese, a little bit of Chinese, maybe I'll learn a little bit of Arabic. So I grabbed this, and I can't remember, but I had some ultra-religious Christianity Islamic book that basically went back into the foundations of the two religions. But on the big cover it says Islam. So anyway, I'm going to the checkout counter, and there's still like my little barcode because it's all online. And I look at the books I'm checking out. I'm thinking, I'm checking out Arabic language. I'm checking out a book that basically says our government sucks. And I'm checking out a book on Islam fundamentalist. And I'm thinking to myself, man, that just doesn't look good. So I look behind me and the guy's looking at my books. You know, he's probably thinking the same thing. It's like, what is this guy? Is he an Al-Qaeda sympathizer? Or is he going to be a terrorist one day? So, and then I'm thinking a little bit more, and the girl's swiping my barcode, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I can view my records online anywhere in the world. I can go onto the library's website and see what I've got checked out and recheck my books out, things like that. Oh, yes, behind a simple password, no. It's just my barcode and my last name. That's all it is. So anybody that has my barcode and last name, which is a matter of public record, can see what I'm checking out at the library. So guess what? Even if it was a password, the government could get into it in 5 seconds. I could get into it in 5 seconds. It's not a problem. So basically, my point of the matter is bring this up with the Patriot Act. Patriot Act gives government all kinds of wiretapping abilities without a court order. So basically, Joe Schmo, FBI agent, can go, maybe that was an FBI agent behind me, you know? Maybe he wants to find out a little bit more about me. Well, he can easily look at my library record, along with everything else, and make up all these assumptions about me. I'm not an Al-Qaeda sympathizer. I'm not an Islamic fundamentalist. I'm probably the weirdest Christian type person you will ever meet. I'm not any of these things. I love my country. I love America. I'll say it right now. I fucking hate our government. I think it's retarded. But I love the country and I love the nation and I love America. But just based on a couple of books, these people would make this type of assumption. And I guarantee you my ass would be persecuted for that. And that just gets me thinking, you know, the Patriot Act, there was a article the other day, the ACLU has actually sued to get some portions of the Patriot Act amended and changed, and thank God for that. I mean, ACLU sometimes is full of shit, but at least they're watching out for us when not many other people are. So anyway, any comments on that I'll address. But anyway. What do you got? The DCMA. Everybody go to the EFF, EFF.org website. There's an article on there. Go to the EFF.org real quick for me. I was just reading an article on there a minute ago about something that had to do with the DMCA. It was a new amendment that two, believe it or not, representatives or congressmen were trying to push through that basically took some of the bite out of the DMCA. I'm not sure what is looking up at the page right now. I appreciate everybody showing up in the IRC, listening to the show tonight. Let's see here. Okay, urge representatives to co-sponsor the DMCRA. Well, that's good. Representatives, blah, 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 recently introduced the Digital Media's Consumers' Rights Act, which would introduce labeling requirements for usage-impaired, copy-protected compact discs, as well as several amendments to the infamous DMCA. So everybody check that out. It's on the front page, EFF.org. Granted, it's not killing the DMCA, but at least it's trying to take out some of the bite out of it. Do the best you can. I mean, support the people who are at least giving a shit and trying a little bit. If not all the way, they're at least trying a little bit. A little bit better with the free speech. Anarchist Cookbook in one hand, Terrorism for Dummies in the other. Oh boy, the Anarchist Cookbook, that's a fucking story and a half. That was such a kick-ass book until it got popular, and then the nice publishers just started taking out little pieces of it. Yeah, that was really nice. Terrorism for Dummies. Shit. Anyway, so moving on. One of the co-sponsors of tonight's show, of course, the two sponsors are SPFD2600.org, which, for those of you who don't live in Springfield, Missouri, or Southwest Missouri, or anywhere in this area, that is the local 2600 chapter for Springfield. A lot of good people there. The other co-sponsor is the cult.grayunion.org, and for you Springfielders that don't know about the cult, check out that website, thecult.grayunion.org, and check out what the cult is. For you cult members that are listening, I got some things to talk about. I got some things that I've been thinking about, and things that I've been trying to figure out in my head. I understand there's a lot of bad blood. There's a lot of bad blood between people, between the two, the cult.net, Cult Black Milk, the Exiles, Cult Europe, so on and so forth, Sean Kennedy, Rant Radio, Cult, everybody, blah, 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 blah. Zophiel, and I have been conversing back and forth quite a bit, and just trying to figure out, unification ways, things to unify the cults. I mean, we're all about the same exact thing, we just have different ways of doing it, that's all. It's the only difference. What I've been working on is working on some CDs, some distribution material, and some different things that we can do to help improve membership of cult and actually do something except for just bicker and chat online. Granted, that's all where it all starts, and we got to do it. We got to plan. We got to get ready, and so on and so forth. But we actually got to get out there and do something eventually. We can't just sit behind our computers and type away and wish the world to be better. We actually have to go out and make the world better. Some of the things that we come up with is a cult con. Well, we don't have enough people to do a cult con right now. Very similar to a DEF CON, a HOPE, something like that. But what we can do is go to these cons that are existing now. Go to DEF CON, go to HOPE, go to Dragon Con, any type of convention, sci-fi, hacking, computer, comdex, go to anything. And we're going to start coming up with some really good material to pass out and give to people that are like-minded, and have the same goals and aspirations and hopes for ourselves and for this country and for the world in general. So that's something that we're working on. Anybody who, if there's any gargoyles listening, or anybody else who just has hair up their ass and would like to help, if you would, compile a list of all the different conventions that are in the U.S. and Canada this coming year and where they're at. And then we'll cross-reference that list against where members are. Pretty damn simple. At least have one representative, as you would say, at each convention. That would be great. It would get the cult message, it would get the virus out there a little bit better. Another thing I've been working on is a site, Nation of Cult, nationofcult.org. Basically, it's just a one-page site. It's nothing big. I'm not trying to start another cult. I'm not trying to do anything else like that. I just want a single point of contact for cult. I got a lot of people asking me, what is cult? And I don't know where to send them. Do I send them to the Cold Black Milk, or do I send them to the cult.net, or where the hell do I send them? Well, I send them to one page where there are links to all of the different cult splinter groups, and the VM, which is ties everybody together, and some of the older stuff, and basically let them make a decision from there, and not try to point them either way. So that's something else I'm working on. If anybody has any suggestions, you can email me at WTF at SPFD2600.org, or instant message me now at Casey, K-E-S-E-I 6 on Instant Messenger, or join us in the chat room, the WTF chat room on Slacknet, on the Slacknet IRC server. And my phone's ringing. I don't even talk to them. Anyway. Moving on to the next subject. The root of all evil. Tonight there was earlier there was a heated discussion in the chat room about government, about communism, and people started freaking out. Oh my God, communism! No, don't say that word. Fascism, God, it's bad. Yeah, it's a left. Communism, fascism, socialism—they all left really bad taste in our mouth. The Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini—all of it left a really bad taste in our mouth. And I'm sure Ness will provide some links in the IRC. He has some great links to great sites talking about these different forms of economic and social and government systems. They're all actually not that bad. People see communism and they totally freak out. If I told my dad that I was supporting a communist society, he would fucking shoot me. Period. He would just fucking shoot me. Alright, so... You gotta understand, and I understand where people come, with this type of government. I understand where they're coming from, but you gotta understand that it just leaves a bad taste in people's mouth. And it's not because the government is wrong. The communist government is not wrong. It's not bad. It's not a bad thing. The communist government that was, yeah, that was fucking bad. The Soviet Union, that was pretty bad. Anyway, hold on just a second. Anyway, I'm back. Alright, so basically, the communist way of government, it's really bad. It was really bad. But on paper, if you look at the communist government, the communist type of government, it's not really a bad thing. It's actually more like that utopian Star Trek society where everybody runs around the same in one suit, pajamas that all look the same, and there's no money, and nobody, is a CEO of a company. They all just work for the greater good of everybody else. Yeah, it's a wonderful government. It works pretty well in Gene Roddenberry's world. Star Trek looks pretty cool to me. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but it looks pretty cool. But the problem is, it won't work now. Communism will not work. Why? Because people, human beings, and I'll say this many times, human beings are the shittiest thing on this planet. We are evil. Everybody is evil. I mean, don't let anybody tell you different. We're all fucking evil. That's just how it is. Alright? We're all just evil beings. I mean, some of us want to weed out the weak, which, that's all good and well for some people, but, anyway, our morality sucks. We don't give a shit about anybody but ourselves. So think about that. Think about you put the power in the hands of the few. What's going to happen if those few are corrupt? Same thing has always happened. Same thing is happening now. Those people that are corrupt, they rule their own way. They don't give a shit about the people. And that's the way the world is today. Communism, fascism, all of that. I mean, think about it. Fascism would be great if the person was nice. Feudalism with kings and queens, that would kick ass if the guy was nice. If the guy cared about my needs and didn't care about his own gold or how many whores he had to sleep with and, how many kingdoms he got to take over. I mean, if you cared about social welfare and reforms and free health care and all that other good stuff, if he cared about all that, I'd support a king. Pretty much a democratic government now. They're working on it even more. North Korea is going away. Even your Islamic fundamentalist states are going more moderate, becoming more democratic. So it's all going to democratic. So obviously democracy works. All right. Granted, it's not working extremely well in this country, but it's working. We're not totally persecuted. We're not totally oppressed. We're just halfway there. Thank God. I mean, in pushing into our government, just think of the way they describe it to you in school, guys. Representative democracy. Now I want you to think of those two words for a minute. Representative and democracy. Representative, you're represented by somebody. Democracy, it's for the people, by the people. So how can you have a government that's for the people, by the people, but you're represented by somebody? Well, that's because 200 years ago we didn't have the internet or phones, and it took fucking 4 weeks for a message to get 20 miles, and you know everybody walked in the snow 10 miles to school and back and all that other good stuff. So basically it was necessary. A representative democracy was necessary 200 years ago. Guess what? It's not now. Guess what? I can log on the internet. I can log on to a message board. I can vote. I can say whatever I want. I can do whatever I want on the internet. So why don't we use that as a tool for a new type of government, a direct democracy? Some of you may or may not have heard that. I have some website, directdemocracy.com, I think is one. I got some other things that I'll post in the IRC. Do what? Turnspike's got a question. Let me see. What's your question?
Communism puts power where now?
Where now? I think he's talking to somebody else. People do lie, but it's on both sides of the line. Anyway, communism puts power in the hands... it should put power in the hands of everybody. I mean, the People's Republic of China. But I don't think some rice farmers pretty much controlling foreign policy right now. I'm pretty sure that's Mao Zedong, or not Mao Zedong, but Kim Song, whatever the hell his damn name is, the Chinese premier and the Communist Party itself. The party, that there's half your problem right there, is a fucking political party. Stop with this political party, bipartisan, partisan bullshit. Well, there is a farmer ruling the country, George Bush. Oh, that's another fucking conversation. We don't have that much time to go into that. But anyway, communism be great. Communism, as far as I understand it, communism is pretty much democracy. It's pretty much everybody's equal. Everybody, you know, does everything for everybody else. That's all good and well. But I can tell you right now that half the people listening to this, if you were given that type of situation, you would take the power. If you could take the power, you would take the power. Ah, that's some fucking spam. Don't worry about that. Oh. Anyway. Ah. Just the big red X. Kellum's a little confused. Oh, it's red. I'm sorry. The Mac is scaring him. Mac was scary to me, too. I was a huge PC user, and then, of course, I saw that wonderful commercial on Apple, the Switch commercials, and, well, I just said, well, damn, I mean, if she plugged in her camera and it all of a sudden worked, then fuck, I need to get a Mac, because, my God, if all I gotta do is plug something in, it works! Holy shit! Anyway, no, I got a Mac because my company made me get a Mac, but it's alright, it works good, Photoshop doesn't crash, so that's the most important thing. Anyway, you're getting me off topic here. You're getting me off topic. Anyway, direct democracy. This is how it will work, folks. This is how it will work. Let's see here. I'm looking through my notes here, and I keep bad notes. Basically, just think of a direct democracy as this. A real quick synopsis. Basically, think of a big bulletin board system. You know, a big forum, basically. And I get on there as Joe Schmo, and I get on there and say, hey, I want this graduated licensing system, which I'll definitely talk about later, where basically, it's one of my favorite things to talk about. Basically, I'm driving down the road, I go to take my driving test, I walk up to the officer and go, okay, you know, I want a green license. Oh, okay, son. So basically, it takes me on this really crazy ass obstacle course where I gotta dodge all kinds of crazy stuff going 70 miles an hour, and if I pass it, I get a green license, which basically that means a little green tag on my license plate, and I'm driving down the road, and I'm driving 70 miles an hour, and a highway patrolman sees me, he looks at my license tag, sees a green tag. Oh! That guy is allowed to drive that fast, because he has a green tag. He can control the car going at that speed. So therefore, and I understand, Kello's getting ready to say something, but there's only one mic in here, and I have it. So anyway, you have to raise your hand and ask to see the mic. But anyway, so basically, I can drive as fast as I can as long as I tested that way out. Then get your grandma going, you know, 65-year-old grandma, you know, she's getting an orange license, which means she can't drive over 55, can't drive at night, and she has to have somebody in the passenger seat to tell her to not hit somebody. That is basically the graduate license system. Anyway, so I want to vote for this. I want to make this a law. I want to make this happen. So I post it up on my forum, post it up on the national law bulletin board system, blah, blah, blah. And anyway, basically I say, hey, here's what I think. What do you guys think? I forgot what I was saying. Fuck it. Anyway, that's how I think it should be. And if you don't like it, fuck you. Because I can say that. This is my radio show. No, it's not my radio show. It's your radio show. I'm not talking up here. I already think this way. I'm not talking this up here for my well-being. I don't need to be convinced. It's you. I don't need to be influenced. It's you that needs to be influenced. Anyway, so that's my little rant on the whole direct democracy thing. I will post some stuff up on the website and in the IRC. If you want to read more about that, in Ness, if you would, post some stuff on, I think the biggest thing you post is www.redparty.org. I think you're pretty proud of that website, so post that again. I'm sure people like to read that. If anybody has any feedback in the IRC, oh my god, what the hell are you talking about? He's doing a good job. Don't worry, you're not going to break my groove, Turnspike. Bother him with questions. He is moving too fast. I'm sorry. You don't understand, guys. I had like 4 Coca-Colas and a whole box of those caffeinated peppermints. So I'm pretty much fucking wired. My head's about to explode. Yeah, caffeinated soap. I think that is the greatest thing in the world. Go to thinkgeek.com. Thinkgeek.com. That's where you can find caffeinated soap. It's great. And I really thought it was kind of weird. It's like, caffeinated soap. What do? Drink the soap? Eat the soap? What the fuck? That would be bad. But no, the caffeine actually goes through your skin, believe it or not. You soap up with it in the morning, and the caffeine basically goes into your skin. The only problem with that is they're not exactly sure how much caffeine goes through the skin and is absorbed by the skin. So, that just, I don't know. I'm going to order some and try it, though, and I'll let you know if I die or not. Go to ThinkGeek, and then the caffeine. They got some, and everybody go to ThinkGeek and buy something. Everybody buy a WTF shirt. Yeah, they're sponsoring me. How about that? I went there the other day and goes, wow, they've got my my show. They've got shirts from my show on the site. WTF shirts. That's great. So anyway, definitely help them out. Give them some money. They're good people. Anyway, what are you looking at? Yeah, shower shawl, caffeinated soap. Soap with caffeine infused in it. And they have, that's amazing. They have absolutely zero idea how much caffeine will actually go into your system. There's 4-ounce bar has 200 milligrams of caffeine per serving. Per serving? What the fuck is that? Are you eating the soap? You're not eating the soap. What is it? A shower is now a serving? What the fuck? Yeah, and read the fucking manual, Drew. I like that. Thank you. Yeah, absorbs through the skin. I love it. Anyway, that's just nuts. I mean, read up on that. That's just crazy. Do me a favor, post that link you can't copy and paste because I got on 2 different computers. Hopefully, I will have webcams up in the room next show. Hopefully, next Wednesday. Control C. Yeah, control. Oh no, because you can't do that. That's right. But anyway, hopefully I have some webcams up so you'll be able to see where I'm doing the show from. It's actually my office at work. I won't tell you where that's at because I don't want any denial of service attacks or anything crazy going on here because I know you people. Yeah, you can't do none of that. But anyway, I'll show you my little command center. I got several computers in here, tons of bandwidth. I can pretty much, when we get up to the rant radio listening to that many people, we'll definitely be able to handle it ourselves. Churchill said this in World War II, we were saving his ass. He said, America has the worst government in the world, except for all the rest. And that kind of pulls back to my point that, you know, out of all the different systems, social systems, government systems that are out there, democracy is the only thing that's working, folks. The problem with it is that it's not working the way it should be. It's not working the way it was intended. In Athens and Greece, when democracy first started, that's how it was made to be. It was for the people, by the people. Read the Constitution, read the Declaration of Independence, and you'll see you'll see how it was meant to be and how it should be and how it will one day be. How is it going to get that way? How's it gonna, is it going to, me talking, is that going to change the government? No. Is by you thinking and getting mad and cussing and putting on stuff on IRC and in your website, is that going to get things changed? No. The only way things are going to get things changed is if we influence the people in power. That is the only way. We've got to get those people influenced our way of thinking. We've got to write our congressmen, write our representatives, even though they're retards and, you know, they're there for show and a lot of them don't even know what they're doing. A lot of them are crooks. Still, write them. Tell them what you think. Tell them you're a constituent. They work for you. That's another thing. I don't fucking ever remember allowing or saying that congressmen can be paid $100,000+ a year and they get all these perk benefits and all this other shit. What the fuck? Who told them that? Who told them they can make up their own fucking rules, basically? They work for me. That's another thing. How about the police? The all these government officials and all these state officials. Who the fuck told them they can make up their own rules? I didn't. I'm pretty sure my fucking father didn't. He's pretty fucking pissed. My mom sure as hell didn't, and they fucking vote every single time. They're very involved in politics. And they sure as hell don't remember telling anybody they could do any of this stuff. That's just fucking nuts. Prime example. Prime fucking example, and people that are not in Springfield will not understand this. That's all right. I'll tell it anyway. A couple weeks ago, or actually about a month ago, nice little donut place called Krispy Kreme. Probably pretty much everybody's heard of that place. Krispy Kreme opened up. Real big deal. Everybody thought it was a big deal. Hell, I thought it was a big deal. I love Krispy Kreme donuts. No problem. And they had tons of fucking people there. 5:30 in the morning, right before they opened, which, you know, boggles my mind. But anyway, good for them. You know, they got a good product, and they're selling it. Good for them. So they got a ton of people there. And I look, and there's cops. You know, there's cops. And, you know, cops at a donut shop. That sure as hell is not something that's odd. You know, that's nothing new. That's nothing new, but what was really weird was where the cops were. They weren't inside eating. Believe it or not, cops, donut shop, they weren't eating. It was fucking amazing. I was so happy. Until I realized what they were doing at 5:30 in the morning. They were directing traffic. And I understand because the traffic was out on the road and they had to keep things moving. That's fine. They had some guys in the parking lot and... Well, I kind of assumed that those people were there to keep the peace, because you know how donut people get at 5:30 in the morning when they can't get their donut fast enough? They go fucking nuts and start killing each other. So, yeah, they were there to keep the peace. No problem. Riot control. Well, you know, after a couple days, they were still in the parking lot, directing the flow of traffic. No, not a problem. Not a problem. 3 fucking weeks later, the cops are still in the fucking parking lot. This time they're not directing traffic because there is none, because 3 weeks, there's no more fucking people for donuts. Basically, they're handing out Krispy Kreme flyers. No, these people were not off duty. No, they were not doing it on their own time. They were in police uniforms, city uniforms. You're right, they sure can, but I asked the guy, and I would never brought this up, I would not pull up to the guy, and said, man, I can't believe they're making you work all these hours. And he goes, yeah, it's a deal they set up with Krispy Kreme. Really? So Krispy Kreme set up a deal with the Springfield Police Department. Do you think the Springfield Police Department is being paid by Krispy Kreme? Yeah, and fucking donuts! But who's paying the salaries of those fucking Springfield policemen? You are. Not all of you are, but some of the people in the room tonight are. I'm paying it. And my taxes. So basically, don't pay taxes. I don't pay taxes. That'll solve the problem right there. Nobody will get paid, and we'll all just fall in anarchy. Which I'm telling you guys, if you want change in this world, you want a new government, you want a revolution, you want to change the world, there's only two ways it's going to happen. There's only two ways. One, everybody wakes up tomorrow and they just, they're not selfish anymore and they want to help their fellow man and they want to make sacrifices for the better good of the world, or half the fucking people die. I mean, that's all there is to it. Roughly half of the people in this world are bad. I mean, roughly. I mean, I don't know the exact figures. I haven't done any surveys lately. But I would pretty much say half the people in this world are not out for their fellow man. They're out for themselves. So basically, the only way we're going to get, and a lot of people want to make this National Social Democratic Union, the only way that's going to happen, folks, is half the world dies, basically. And we start with this post-apocalyptic Mad Max, everybody for himself type thing, and we create a society out of that. Because that's the only way it's going to happen. Do you think the government, do you think the United States government is going to let us create our own little inner government, our own little sovereign nation within its borders? Do you think there's any other countries out there in the world that would let us do that? Do you think there's any other free land that hasn't been claimed by somebody? There's a fucking island. This is fucking crazy. In between Spain and, I think, Morocco. Small island. Can't even support life. It's got nothing on it but rocks. That's all there's to it. They've been fighting over it for fucking years. They take it over from each other continually. They're fighting over it. People have died over a piece of rock that nobody uses. It's just like a 5-square-mile piece of land that has no vegetation on whatsoever. All it has is one little guard post of, I think, Spain is on there right now. And Morocco, I think, went over there and, like, kidnapped their soldiers and, you know, killed one of them and, you know, held the rest of them hostage for this piece of fucking rock. That's ridiculous. So, you know, if they're worried about a five square mile piece of rock, you think they're going to let a little island go or let a little bit of land go that nobody uses? I think we're going to take over Antarctica, personally. How about that? How about that, Ness? We'll take over Antarctica. It's a pretty big fucking continent. It's a little cold down there. But, you know, we'll fucking take over Antarctica, start our own little government down there. You know, we'll bring tons of women, make tons of babies, and, you know, repopulate our own little island. I think it's a great idea. Yeah, it'd be cold-ass China. There you go. A cold-ass China, but without the Mao Zedong Kim guy, who is the Chinese premier, and I apologize for being ignorant. I just don't know his name. So, yeah, there's the only way we're going to fix that. Just to let you guys know, I am archiving the show tonight, so if you want to show it to your friends and say, hey, look, I found this really dumbass, a really big dumbass on internet radio the other day, and I want you to listen to him and see how crazy he is. But that's okay. Because there's still people in my room! Ha! Agent Mulder, Jukera, Kello, well, Kello's sitting here, so it doesn't actually work. Kello's got 2 logins, it's not very nice. And Turnspike. Otherwise, that was Griffin. Everybody calls it Griffin, so I think we're just going to call him that. Turnspike is just, it's not as easy to say. Didn't roll off the tongue as well. Well, guys, we're about to wrap up this show. If you guys like it, send me some emails, WTF at spfd2600.org. Or actually, you can reach me at ksei6@netscape.net. For all of you out there that can't pronounce names, my name is not Kazi Soul. It's not Kazi Soul or anything like that. It's K-C Soul. It's not that hard to pronounce it. I think it looks like that. When I look at it, I immediately say Casey. A little bit of background on that. Casey is actually Japanese. I'm a big Japanese aficionado. My room is oriental. I have bonsai trees and zen gardens and all that kind of crazy stuff. So I'm a big oriental person, Asian influence. Also check out the site, spfd2600.org/WTF. It looks pretty retarded right now, and actually I had some misspellings. I've changed those. But I will be updating that site in the following days. Put on the archive show in the IRC logs from tonight, so everybody can check out the links. And hopefully the show's just going to get better and better. We're going to get some webcams in here, get some more microphones, get some more equipment. Kello's going to be able to actually talk instead of just look at me and laugh like a goofy person. And we'll get a little bit more structured. The server will only be up on Wednesdays right now, so if you liked my playlist this evening, you're going to have to wait till next Wednesday or until when I bring my computer back into this plethora of bandwidth until I get my cable modem turned back on. Because fuck Mediacom in Springfield. Here's another one for you. They're charging franchise fees. Okay?
What's franchise fees they're charging?
Like $5.50. Springfield's not getting the franchise fee. And they're supposed to be. So basically they're charging $5.50 for a fee that they say Springfield City of is making them charge, but they're not giving it to Springfield City of. They're keeping it in their own pockets. Just another, and Turnspike, you know, I understand that, you know, you don't think corporate America is evil. You're wrong. Corporate America is evil. Corporate America rules the government. That's why the government is evil, because corporations start ruling it. There's tons of facts to that. Think of, and actually, I have one more fucking rant to go on before I leave tonight. But anyway, just look at the different laws and different things that are happening. What you need in the E? Oh yeah, unbelievable. That's good. Griffin. Yeah, you changed your fucking name. Good deal. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's a good idea. If you have that, send that to me, and I will take care of that. Anyway, this is my last rant for this evening. Parallels between Iraq and Vietnam. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yeah, you know where that was coming from. Pull that straight out of my ass is where that came from. Pull it straight out of my ass. All right, think about this. Think about Vietnam. Vietnam started off as a decent war. You know, we weren't going in for it the long run. Going in there, kick ass, and come back out. Not a problem. Then Mr. Kennedy died, and Mr. Johnson came in. Mr. Johnson was from Texas. Had a lot of corporations, a lot of industry down there. This is where we come into the whole theory of the industrial military machine that kept the Vietnam War running. We could have won the Vietnam War within 5 years. Don't let anybody tell you different. It's very easy. You carpet bomb the shit out of people, and they give up. It's a proven fact. That's what happens. What did we stop doing? We stopped carpet bombing. Especially when Nixon came in. We stopped carpet bombing. We stopped all this stuff. Oh, shit. Anyway, when we stopped doing that, that's when we started losing the war. That's when thousands of people started dying. Thousands of things started happening. And you have to hold on 1 second. My easily distracted roommate has just walked in the door. And she will be on the webcam next time wearing a WTF shirt with no bra. Anyway, so basically, that is why we lost the Vietnam War. Now, think about it today. Iraq, you know, I'm all for bombing the shit out of Iraq and redoing and taking Saddam Hussein out of power. That's not a problem. I think he's a menace. The thing is, let's see. Think about this. Think about why are we going to war with Iraq? Yeah, he's a menace and he's got weapons of mass destruction. That's a really bad thing. But I tell you what, a covert sniper team, a CIA paramilitary team could easily take care of that. We're going to war, folks, because we need oil. Because the environmentalists will not let us drill in the Arctic. We'll drill in the Arctic Circle. Therefore, we must get our oil from somewhere else. The best place would be the fourth largest supplier of oil in the world, Iraq. That is why we are going to war with Iraq for their oil. Anyway, that's enough for tonight. I ran over 3 minutes over time. The show will probably be longer next time because 1 hour is just not long enough for my bullshit. Anyway, I want to thank everybody in the IRC tonight, Mr. Ness, Mr. Agent Mulder, Drew Kara, and Griffin, and Kello, who is in there twice, but that's okay. Anyway, thank you guys, and I'll turn some music back on for a little bit longer, and I'll see you guys later. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the first edition of the WTF Show. You can catch us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if anybody needs to reach me, reach me at WTF at SPFD2600.org. Thanks a lot, guys.